Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah. Estağfurullah, estağfurullah, estağfurullah. El-Azim, el-Lezî, la ilahe illa hu el-Hayyul Kayyum. Ve etûbü ileyh, ve selâm tevbete, vel mağfirete, vel hidayete, innehu huve't-tevvâbur rahîm. Ve afu annâ ya kerîm, ve afu annâ ya kerîm, ve afu annâ ya kerîm. Vakfir lana bi fadlika ya Rahman ya Rahim. El evvel Allah, el ahir Allah, el zahir Allah, el batin Allah. Hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü enne Allah. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Seyyidine el-Evveline vel-Ahirin. İşkelena ya şefiyel müzdibin. Bir rahmetike ya Erhamer Rahimin. Kâlallahu Teâlâ fî kitâbel kerîm. Euzu billâhi mineşşeytânirracîm. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ve yuhsirûna alâ enfusihim velev kâne bihim hasâse. وَمَنْ يُقَى شُخَّ نَفْسِهِ فَاُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ They give others preferences over themselves, even though poverty may afflict them. And those who are saved from the excessive love or worldly possession, they are the ones that achieve prosperity. Resulullah, peace and blessings be upon him, also said, to be rich is not to own the goods of this world, but to realize the treasures God has placed in you. He also said, a believer finds salvation only when he has just what he needs and is satisfied and pleased with the share that God has bestowed upon him. There is a very old cliche which goes, money does not buy happiness. We all believe in it. We all believe in it, but regardless, for many of us, not having enough money is the main concern, is the number one concern. And we always hope for and anticipate for that great opportunity one day will strike us and make us rich and famous. Today I'm going to talk about the relationship between worldly possessions and happiness. Is it really possible at all to buy happiness with money? If so, how? When you look around, statistically speaking, when you see the people who have more than they need are not really any more happier than the ones that don't. As a matter of fact, most of them are more miserable. The subject is not only the interest of religion. I'm talking about the subject. A lot of researchers, social scientists, psychologists are trying to understand what is this relationship between having worldly possessions and happiness. Why people are not really happy, although they have more than what they need. A very interesting article published recently is talking about the lives of the people who won the lottery. And at the end of the article, they conclude that the lives of the people who won the lottery became miserable. First of all, many of them spend much more than they won, and they financially put themselves in a huge debt. And socially speaking, since they started escaping from their old friends with the fear that people may come and ask money, and rejecting the people who ask money, they started losing their friends. So both socially and financially, they are in much worse condition. They conclude. So they started investigating further. And one of the most interesting observations that they see that as people acquire worldly possessions more, they observe that they become more selfish. And more they observe that they spend for themselves more. The more they acquire, the more they spend for themselves. So, in order to be able to understand what's going on here, they wanted to set a lab environment, which is very much similar to our lives. They are trying to simulate our lives in the lab. And they invite participants to play a money game. And they randomly pick one participant. And then they give him more opportunities. They give him more money. Very much like our lives, right? We're like a leaf blown over the wind. Somehow we land in a place, in a position. Somehow, all of a sudden we find ourselves more privileged. But as soon as you become more privileged, you start to think that this is because of my own efforts. Because I am more intelligent, because I work harder, ignoring the simple fact that there are so many more intelligent people working harder who don't really get half what you get. Exactly the same situation. They bring people in a room. They ask them to play a game. Give one person an opportunity randomly. And they leave. They start observing. A very interesting pattern starts emerging from this experiment. They observe that the person, the privileged person that they pick randomly, start treating others rudely. He becomes rude. He becomes less and less sensitive to the need of the pool player. He becomes more concerned about himself. And the interesting thing that they observe that they become more demonstrative of their fortune. And they more and more started to think that they are entitled to this wealth that they gather. Completely forgetting the circumstances how they get to that position, they think that they are really entitled for the possessions that they get. The interesting conclusion is that money makes us insensitive. Money makes us rude. That is the observation of the experimentation that many scientists have done. In one of the other studies, they want to understand the details of this behavior, and they give money to rich participants and poor participants. They give them $10. Here's a $10 for you. You have two options. You can either spend this $10 for yourself, or you can spend this $10 for some other people. Some people that you will never see again in your life. Here's the result. The people who make less than $25,000 gave to the others
44% more than those who make more than 150,000 a year. Yet, in another study, they keep observing. They observe that as the expensiveness, as the price of the car increase, the driver's tendency to break the traffic law increase. And they actually made the experimentation about passengers who are trying to, pedestrians who are trying to cross a street. So you are waiting there, you want to cross the street, and a car is approaching. The likelihood that that car is going to stop for you is less and less, depending on the price of the car. The more the expensive the car is, the less likely the car is going to stop for you. Other studies show that the more wealthy, the more riches, the more privileged one becomes, interestingly enough, they are more likely to lie in negotiations. They are more likely to conduct unethical behavior. They are more likely to lie to their customers. What is going on here? What's the problem? As we get more and more, we are becoming less sensitive to the needs of the others. The simple fact is that what is being observed here is that the more you get, the more ambitious one becomes for personal accomplishment, for personal achievement, to the extent that they induce detriment to others, to the extent that they become really more inconsiderate to the needs of others because they believe that they are entitled. And they don't believe in accountability because they are privileged. They should not be accountable like others. Ambition is blinding the eyes. Ambition is blinding the sensitivity towards other people. They are prioritizing their own interests above the interests of others because they become more ambitious. By no means I am suggesting that this is the behavior only of this pattern only belongs to wealthy people. And I'm no way suggesting that being rich, being wealthy is bad. As a matter of fact, being rich and being able to help others is one of the most honorable things one could attain. But I'm trying to warn against the pitfalls, against the dangers of acquiring worldly possessions. The danger is it's going to make you more ambitious. It's going to blind your eyes. It's going to make you less sensitive to the needs of others. You know, money is just one measure of your wealth. Many people may not have money, but they may have time. Many people may not have time, but they may have health. They are healthier. Some are wealthier. Some have intelligence. Some have education. Whatever you have more than others, if you can share with what you have with those who are less fortunate, it's going to make you a happier person. The question of can you buy happiness with worldly possessions, with money, or any wealth that you have? The answer is yes. You have to know how to spend your money. If you spend the money only for yourself, it's going to make you miserable. If you want to be happy with your money, spend it right. Spend it for others. Studies show that those who share their fortunes, not only money, with others, are more happier and healthier. These are the qualities of better human beings. These are the qualities of better mountains over and over again, ayat after ayat being advised, hadith after hadith being advised to us. Rasulullah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, if anyone feels that you need something for yourself and you sacrifice your need in favor of someone else, to satisfying the need of someone in your community, your sins will be forgiven. Feeling the needs of others and satisfying them before they even realize that is a divine quality. It's a godly quality. And if you can conduct yourself with His beautiful qualities, God will love you. It was reported that, as well as said, generosity is one of the beautiful characteristics of God. And in Surah Taghabun, Allah Ta'ala said, your wealth, your children are only a trial for you. The great reward is with God alone. So no matter how wealthy we are, possessions will make us blind, and we have to be patient. Like we are patient when adversities hit us, when fortunes hit us, we should also be patient and be aware against the dangers of accumulating worthy possessions. The important thing is, I'm not against to make money. I'm just advising that don't let that money enter into your hearts, because if the money enters into your hearts, you cannot take it out. Let the money enter into your pockets, into your wallets, because then you can take it out. Ibrahim Ethem, who left his kingdom and started living like a beggar, one day he was sitting in the corner of a mosque, and a very rich man passed by and threw him a piece of gold. When the gold piece dropped in front of him, he said, "Sir, you just dropped a piece of gold." The man said, No, I gave it for you." Ibrahim Ethem looked at the piece of gold, "But this is a piece of gold. Are you sure?" The man said, "I can afford it, I am rich." "You mean you have a lot of these golds?" The man said, "Yes." "But don't you want to have more?" The man said, "Who wouldn't want to have more gold pieces?" Then Ibrahim Ethem took the piece of gold and said, "Sir, you need this more than I do, please take it back." Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, O the most merciful, the most compassionate one, you love to forgive our sins. You created us as your supreme creation. Make us recognize the responsibility of being your supreme creation. And do not test us. Do not burden us with trials that we cannot forbear. When you see us impatient, when adversities or when fortunes hit us, please do not increase your trials upon us because we are impatient. Make us realize all the blessings that you bestowed us upon. Make us realize and make us grateful and make us thankful for all the gifts that you shower us every day. And if you see us ungrateful, please do not stop showering us with these beautiful gifts. Ya Wahi, bring unity among the Ummati Muhammad. Make us realize that we are one body. Increase our love and compassion towards each other. Make us realize the needs of each other. And help us to conduct ourselves as a generous person. Ameen, ameen. Alhamdulillah.